And welcome to another interesting podcast. This is Jimmy Fungus.
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
I am not. Don't start rumors. But anyway, as you know, the purpose of this podcast is to give an informative progress report to the members of the Fungus Army down on the ground to let them know what's been going on at jimmyfungus.com.
Shut the hell up.
So I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to tell you what's been going on at the website, what's been going on at my YouTube channel, youtube.com/JimmyFungus. And then if we have time, I want to get into some deep thoughts I've been having lately. They've kind of been popping into my mind, and I thought to myself, well, that'd be a good thing to talk about on the podcast. But then again, I probably will get tired and just decide to skip it.
My God, are you still talking?
So we'll see how it goes.
I've got the strangest feeling someone's gonna kick his ass.
But before we get into any of that, here is a brief message from our sponsor.
Announcing the most latest taste sensation from Queen Bee. Introducing the Chitlin Pizza Supreme. Delicious chitlins cooked just the way you like them, then stuffed into a big fat pizza. Just listen what people be saying about the Chitlin Pizza Supreme.
That new Chitlin Pizza Supreme be fine and frog, Tara. It's live, man.
Say, man, ain't no sandwich live. Dude, talk about a sandwich be live.
Oh, nah. Ooh, child, I do like that new Chitlin Supreme. Because my son Tyrone, he all time be making a mess. Ooh, I ain't lying, honey. He about the most messy child they is. But that new Chitlin Supreme be having that bread where they mash together at the bottom where ain't no juice leaked out. And, you know, he can't make no mess with it. Tyrone, you come out from there. You can't be chewing no gum. You sitting on the bottom of that nasty table. You get out from there. Come here.
The new Chitlin Pizza Supreme, only at Queen Bee. Stop by for something old or new, because we still serve that fine tasting barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
So good!
And we are back. So I think, what was that? Okay. Well, off the heels of all our successful goat videos, at my YouTube channel, youtube.com/JimmyFungus, I decided to give Lord Throckmorton Fungus Lee's the opportunity to make another video, since he was the one who made the most successful goat video regarding Taylor Swift. So along he comes with another enthralling episode of Current Events Rodeo Roundup, and the subject of, or the main lead subject of this episode was that interview Mila Kunis gave to a nervous BBC reporter, and it was dubbed the best interview ever. So I don't know if you agree that it was the best interview ever. Lord Throckmorton seemed to feel it was shoddy journalism at best, because the reporter kept hitting on Miss Kunis, and that was not very professional, as you know.
Well, what do you think?
All this, by the way, is going to be on the latest post at jimmyfungus.com. And we've, I did one more goat video. I did the, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis goat version of that, viral hit video, Thrift Shop. and that's kind of been a dud that hasn't been too successful so far. It's actually the second I made a Jimmy's edition of Thrift Shop. Neither one of those have been too successful so far. But if you want to check them out, they're at my YouTube channel. And the latest video I made is the Justin Bieber sloth version of Boyfriend. And I have some high hopes for that video. I'm quite proud of it. And there's another new video that's not on today's post at jimmyfungus.com. It's the first ever video by the official spiritual advisor of jimmyfungus.com, Zoroastrisk Fungfucius. And it's all about this simultaneous Twitter meltdown of Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus. And Zoroastrisk gives them some spiritual guidance on their problems. And that video's not been doing too hot as of yet either. But don't tell Fungfucius I said that though, but that's could need your support. So I think that'll about do it. I won't go into the deep thoughts I was mentioning earlier. I think you probably have had your fill of me today. So once again, thank you all for your support, and stay classy, Chicago.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.